Few would argue Boston City Councilor Michael Flaherty has the credentials to be mayor of Boston.
How you doing? Michael Flaherty, running for mayor of Boston. Good to see you. How you doing, okay?
The son of a judge, an Irish son of South Boston.
I was born in public housing. I was born in the Old Harbor Projects and grew up on 3rd Street. Nothing like being a city kid. You have instincts, I think, that, are far superior to folks that are not from the city.
So far, Flaherty's political instincts have served him well. He's been the city council's president and leading vote getter. Now his gut tells him it's time to challenge four-term incumbent Mayor Tom Menino.
Time to talk about the next generation of political leadership in the city. And I think that one of the strengths that I have is that I do have a sense of connection to Boston's past, but also have demonstrated the ability to reach out and to be part of Boston's future.
But if the mayor's office is going to be part of Flaherty's future, he'll have to convince voters Menino's time has passed.
What do you think you could get accomplished that Mayor Menino hasn't been able to do?
Well, I think our city's stuck in neutral.
The central theme of Flaherty's campaign, that Menino is good, but he's better, may not be controversial. But, says Flaherty, he's never gone negative, and he's not about to start now.
Negative campaigning, I don't think works. And so it may get sort of the juices flowing, and it may get people to sort of perk up and pay attention, and people like to see some blood in the water. But at the end of the day, I think that it comes down to being a substantive candidate, someone who, who's going to work hard, who's going to exercise good judgment.
But among the city's voters, there's a sense that while things could be better, they could also be a lot worse.
There are some people that think that things are okay in their neighborhood, and if they come from a neighborhood where they don't hear shots nightly or they don't have a loved one that's been gunned down by a senseless act of violence.
Flaherty is banking on a message that combines progressive social stands, like his early support of gay marriage, with vows to modernize city government, which means ending cozy relationships with developers and cutting wasteful spending.
When city employees continue to work for our city, they retire and then they're hired back as consultants, and they pretty much sit at the same desk and have the same phone line and perform the same function that they did as a city employee. It just tells us that we can no longer afford those practices, those abuses again.
He's also determined to improve Boston schools, where three of his children are enrolled.
Getting to smaller class size, an extended school day, having a school site budgeting, giving the leaders of those schools, the principals, the headmasters, the funds, and let them run their school like they know best.
With the campaign coming down to crunch time, Flaherty is trying to balance running for mayor with serving on the council. But with the primary in a little more than a week, Flaherty is using every minute to convince voters that his time has come.
So 2:30.
Clock is wrong. Another thing that doesn't work in City Hall.
A signal Flaherty hopes means the mayor's time is up. For Greater Boston, I'm Emily Rooney.
I'm Michael Flaherty. Good to see you. How you doing?